The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
5,000 people are diagnosed with invasive cancers in Ireland every year, and over the past 20 years, nearly 31,000 people have taken part in clinical trials to help find new ways to fight the disease. But still, many patients feel some trepidation about taking part in a trial for fear of compromising their care. Now, these fears are not necessarily justified. I'm joined by Professor Ray McDermott, consultant medical oncologist and clinical lead at Cancer Trials Ireland. Ray, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat, and thanks for having me.
You better define for us, first of all, what exactly is a clinical trial?
So a clinical trial is basically why we get involved in clinical trials as clinicians is we want to improve the standard of care. Obviously, I treat cancer. I want my patients with cancer to do better. How do you do that? You do that by looking at what the current standard is and looking to improve it. And generally in oncology, that means looking at adding in a new drug to what you would, your existing. Yeah. And the way to do that so that we can show for all future patients is you do that in large trials which demonstrate a benefit to adding this new drug. So that's how it has to be done.
Okay, and it's randomised. So
A lot of studies in Ireland are randomised. And the reason for that is there's a standard of care group who will get the excellent care that they would normally get. And then there's another group who would get that care plus a new drug.
A new drug. So you're not going to suffer by going on a trial. You're not going to get less than what you might have got otherwise.
No, and that's a common misconception that you'll get lesser care. In fact, no. Most people who go on a trial, all people who go on a trial will have access to dedicated nurse who will, they'll have their phone number. They'll probably get extra care than they would in the normal situation. Because we're looking out, because we're dealing with new combinations of drugs sometimes, we're looking out for any side effects that occur and we want to be on top of those. So people are going to get extra care. Sometimes you might have a few extra visits to the hospital even for that reason, but you certainly won't get lesser care.
So you'll have the eye kept on you more intently than otherwise.
Exactly right, yeah.
So if you have something happens to you, suppose you end up with a sniffle that you haven't had before, would the people be concerned that this might have something to do with the trial, or would that be dismissed as trivial?
No, I think we would need to know about it. We have, you know, we have systems where we look at those things and we grade them and we say if it's potentially related, then you might make a change to the treatment until you know exactly what's happening. But that's the advantage of having multiple people on the trials across, and most of the trials we have in Ireland are open in many countries around the world, Europe, North America. So you can get feedback from those sites and you say, okay, so that sniffle, well, a lot of people are getting that sniffle. Maybe we need to look at that.
Yeah. People are concerned that they might, you know, they join the trial and then for some reason or another, they decide they want out of it. Can they get out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at all times, if you find that the treatment isn't suiting you or you change your mind, of course, you have free will and you can come off the trial at any point.
People might sense they're some sort of a guinea pig. What do you say to that concern?
I mean, I think, you know, where I, in the area that I work in cancer, people are always looking for new things. And sometimes, unfortunately, we run out of good options for them. And at that point, you get into very early phase trials where, you know, you might be the first in human, you know, the type of thing they do in very specialised centres. We don't have a lot of those trials in Ireland. So I think that's not a concern really for patients in Ireland. As we said earlier, it's really you're going to get the standard of care plus extra care.
Now, would you sometimes change the protocols of care with an existing drug?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, I think some of the trials we do through Cancer Trials Ireland are aimed about streamlining care and making care less cumbersome for the patient, because that's a very important part of what we do as well, especially these days after COVID where we're, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the system. Excuse me. There's a lot of pressure on the system.
Just so when you mentioned COVID, you coughed.
No, don't have it though, Matt. So, we're always looking to streamline as well.
Now, what about drug delivery systems? You know, that the patient is guaranteed that they will get the same amount of drug that they were already getting in one way, but that you guys have decided maybe there's a less side effective way of delivering a drug. Yeah. Do you do that kind of thing?
We do that, and that way we don't do enough of that. And I think that's something in Cancer Trials Ireland, in my role, that we're going to be looking more at. And I think that's definitely something. There's a lot of innovation happening in Ireland, particularly in the west of Ireland, around drug delivery. And I think that's really something we could get more into as in the future.
Now, does the patient know that they are actually getting the new protocol, or are they in the dark? And are you in the dark?
Yeah. So for the integrity of the trial, often you'll have what's called double blinded. And what that means, neither the patient nor I, nor anyone in the hospital will know whether the patient is getting the new drug. So now you can often figure it out because the side effects can be different, as we said. Yeah. So you may be able to figure it out, particularly as you get used to dealing with a certain drug. But we don't know.
You don't know. And that's how it has to be for the clinical integrity of the trial. But as you say, if a particular side effect or the absence of a side effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're doing things in a better way, perhaps.
Correct.
You'll say, hang on a second, patient A, F and N are doing rather well. Thank you very much.
Exactly. And that's lovely. It's lovely. And that does happen. And when we see that, it's lovely to see that. And usually what we can do then, Pat, is when the trial is over, when that patient comes off the trial, we can go back and find out if the patient got that drug. And if they didn't, we can go and get it for them.
Okay, so the patients who do well, and then some not showing any particular change than the expected thing, and you check out they haven't had the new protocol, then you give them the new protocol.
Then you can give it to them, exactly. So that's another benefit, because generally what will happen is the company that you're working with will say, okay, well, they were good enough to take part in the trial, so let's try and access the drug for them.
Okay, because these could be expensive
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Typically, I mean, obviously when these new drugs come, they're expensive. So
that might be a dividend. You're saying try to negotiate with the company.
Yeah, well, I can't guarantee it. But there's usually good, because you have a relationship with these companies and we work with them over many years. So it usually works out.
Now, can you point to drugs and treatments that have emanated from trials in which you've been involved?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, immunotherapy is one that we've used a lot in many different diseases, in melanoma, in renal cancer, in bladder cancer. They've all come into practice. Another area where I do a lot of work is prostate cancer. And a number of the trials that we've worked on have been changed the standard of care for the patients who are on it and every patient thereafter.
Okay. Now, next Friday, yes, there is something going on.
Next Friday, Cancer Trials Ireland is having our annual retreat. And we're having on Friday at between 2 and 3 a webinar which is open to the public. It's cancertrials.ie, just ask. And it's really, what we want is more patients to consider going on a trial, to ask their clinician about going on a trial. And there's information there on the webinar for anyone who has other questions that might have arisen from today's chat, Pat. And hopefully we'll get some good feedback from how we can improve
from
as well.
What I can see, there is really no downside in participating in one of these trials.
I don't see a huge downside.
Okay. So the website is cancertrials.ie / just ask. And there's a booklet there that you can download and
absolutely
go through all of these kind of things.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us, Professor Ray McDermott, Consultant Medical Oncologist and Clinical Lead at Cancer Trials Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.